This is Torts Calling. This is James Caldwell, joined by the birthday boy, a couple hours away from now, Jamie Pinnock. Jamie, you got a finally mediocre Raw to set up a pay-per-view rematch of a 5-second match for your birthday tomorrow night in sci-fi. So how are you feeling about WWE right now?
Well, I really liked SummerSlam last night and thought they took a step back with most of their stuff tonight. And, yeah, I don't think I'll be spending my birthday watching ECW.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. Before we came on the air, we talked a little bit about the show, and I think we both agree they took a step backward from solid Raw and a great, I wouldn't say great, but a good to great SummerSlam last night. And this show was just kind of mediocre outside of Jericho, Michaels, and CM Punk. What's your overall impression of the show? What stood out to you the most on a lot of stuff on this show, but what stood out to you?
Well, pretty much everything was, I mean, outside of the Kane segment, the ridiculous championship stipulation announcement for Unforgiven, and the greatness of Chris Jericho, nothing else really stood out from the show, and it took a step back and took a back seat to everything that Chris Jericho is doing, and it just, Jericho and Shawn Michaels right now are so above and beyond what anyone else is doing right now or has done, I'd say arguably in the last 8 to 9 years as a wrestling angle. Even beyond that, it's just this whole storyline and angle that they've built has just been incredible, and they keep planting new seeds week in and week out and keep pushing this forward. And Jericho to open the show was just absolutely tremendous, and the heat was incredible for that. That promo that he cut at the beginning of the show, and he just has such control of his character right now, and he just knows exactly where he's at with it. The quick Shawn Michaels promo later in the show was just, I just love everything about that storyline. The angle last night at SummerSlam was just so well done, that it still boggles my mind that this is going on a show where the rest of the crap is going on at the same time. It just doesn't make sense that something so good has to be surrounded by so much crap.
Yeah. It almost makes it stand out that much more because I can't find a flaw with how this has developed other than, you know, like Jericho having a throwaway match last week against Kane and winning but being a complete afterthought. I thought that set it back a little bit. But you completely forget about that after SummerSlam, after this, tonight. Jericho is, leading contender for MVP of 08 right now, in my book. I think, you know, Jericho and Michaels, obviously, I think they're having the feud of the year. I couldn't think of another feud. I mean, it's just amazing what kind of TV that they're producing. Jericho has his character just perfect. I mean, the costuming, the way he presents himself, that video package, and then the pause and soaking up the heel heat and then kind of the promo where you're like, that does make a little bit of sense. And you know, the way he distorts the truth, it really makes it seem very plausible and believable. The interview I go back to in my head every time I see a promo that he does is the interview where he said that he writes pretty much all of his material, or at least he co-writes it with someone else. And you see what happens when a guy has that much input in his character, it really comes out on TV. And whereas other promos are kind of scripted directly for a person, and they don't read it from the heart, I think Jericho is reading and doing everything just with so much input that it comes across that much better. He's the top guy in this company right now in terms of character presentation, right up there with Edge. I mean, I put him ahead of Edge right now. But yeah, I mean, this opening promo, just getting the specifics, he comes out to big heat. He cues up the video package of Rebecca getting punched in the face last night. And then back in the ring, the fans are just booing him unmercifully. And he says that this is all Michael's fault. He takes no blame for this, because Michael's put Rebecca in position to take the punch. And typical of Michaels, he wanted the spotlight. He didn't want to just fade away. And kind of, it was funny when he said, you know, just turn in your resignation. He just, I thought it was a good line. And he just kind of paused and stopped and ended and just walked away. And that was his promo. And then it was great. So, on the specifics of the opening promo, Jamie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, just the delivery and the words he's saying is just so pitch perfect with, the angle and where his character is, to sit and blame Shawn Michaels for what happened to Rebecca simply because he brought her out there and he made a scene about his retirement, completely ignoring the fact that Jericho didn't need to be out there for the retirement speech in the first place, mm-hmm. and didn't need to go down, and it was all... because he went out there and took the swing in the first place that any of that happened. So just great stuff from him as a character that just absolutely fits the tone and everything that's going on with his character and with this feud right now, especially after the angle last night. It just was a perfect follow-up from Jericho as a character.